Hi, good evening. My name is
Hello.
Yes, sir. Good evening. My name is Richard. I'm calling you from Opinion Research. We're calling on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers. I would just like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I'm not going to ask you for a donation. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes of your time?
What, you support Democrats?
Sir?
I'm sorry, are you supporting the Democrats?
No, sir. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're calling on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers.
Yeah, I'm a member.
Okay, all right. And then a message, this is Gregory Painter?
Yeah.
Awesome. So to start off, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
I'm sorry?
How many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Well, you should have all that information on file. No?
Well, actually, no. So this is an individual survey. I mean...
Oh. I don't know,
sir.
Late 80s, early 90s.
Okay, so you would say plus 40?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade, sir? Stonemason, mason helper?
Marble mason, tile setter.
Okay. And on the last job that you worked on, sir, were you a foreman, journeyman, apprentice?
I was a foreman for a couple companies, but I'm a journeyman.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working in the trade right now?
Yeah.
Okay. And approximately, sir, how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you want to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
None.
No, 0 weeks? Okay.
Yep.
And, sir, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the last year?
No.
No? Okay. All right. And,
I think I had some time off within the last 12 months, you said, right?
Yes, in the last year.
Yeah. I waited for a phone call and I got one, so.
I don't know
how long.
All right. Okay, and yes or no, in the past 2 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
No? Okay. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I was out of town last year working. So I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. And
I didn't pay attention.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number?
I'd say about the same number.
Okay. Same number. Okay. And, sir, yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform work on union projects in your community?
Say that one more time.
Sure. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on union projects in your community?
You know what? That's outside my scope. I have no idea.
Okay. That's perfectly fine, sir.
So I'm not hiring or sending guys out, so honestly, I couldn't tell you.
Okay, that's fine, sir. Thank you for helping me out on that. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 2 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Nope. Not to my knowledge.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Nope.
Okay.
To my understanding, the guys on the job will vote somebody in.
Okay.
But we've never done it, so I don't know.
Okay, sir, thank you. And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately, through your state or local government, or you do not know?
I don't know. I'm at Fountain Blue right now.
Okay.
So I imagine that's privately.
All right. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
Now, I know what everybody's talking would be less, but I, like, once again, that's my, I don't know.
Okay.
So it's outside my scope. You know what I mean? It's all hearsay. So.
Okay. Thank you. And now, sir, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I have no idea.
Sir?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm close to retirement, so.
Oh, okay. All right. Good. Now, let me see right here. Switching gears a bit, sir. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless
people? I don't have any.
No real safety concerns?
No.
Okay. And yes or no, sir, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Nope.
No? All right, sir. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in an activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing.
In what?
Political canvassing.
No.
Union organizing?
Nope.
Picketing?
Nope.
Okay, sir. And in the last 1 month, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked in? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
I haven't seen one. I'm sure they have. Normally, they come like 2-3 times that I've seen them on the job, but not lately on this one.
Okay.
But I just started, so.
Okay, thank you. Now, sir, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you're most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. Friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, print or online newspaper, radio, cable news, the internet, or social media?
All the above.
All the above are like, what is like your main one? Like when you want to get to like your first go-to move?
I don't have a main one. It's all of the above.
Okay. All right, sir. Let me see right here. Okay. Now, which cable network is your preferred news source, sir? Fox News, CNN, MSNBC?
You know what? This is taking way too long, buddy. I got to get to bed. I got to get up at 2:30 in the morning. So you have yourself a good night.
Thank you. Damn.